This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She was up last night. Could that make her a little rusty today? Partying hard again. Are you smarter than Katie? You know, the
I was in bed by 8:30.
The life of a Are You Smarter Than Katie rock star.
Yeah.
It knows no rest. That's what they say. Caller 17 is Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Calling all the way from Elk Grove. Do you know Kevin?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad. Also from Elk Grove. Native son. All right. Katie's going to leave the studio. I got 5 questions based on pop culture. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Delicious farm to fork organic food. I was there yesterday for lunch. Had the beet pistachio salad. Recommend adding chicken. Just a little insider tip. All right, Terry, you ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. Today is the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, and it was marked by a very solemn ceremony at Ground Zero this morning, attended by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance as well. Spell solemn.
S-O-L-O-M-N.
Do that one more time.
S-O-L-O-M-N.
Okay. Question two. Speaking of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, they had their first and possibly only debate last night, and objectively, Harris won. But as that wasn't bad enough for Donald Trump, minutes after the debate, Taylor Swift came out and endorsed Harris for president. What city was the debate in? Was it Atlanta, Philadelphia, or Phoenix?
Oh, crap. I watched it, too. Atlanta.
Question three. Dave Grohl, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, shocked his fans yesterday announcing the birth of his daughter outside of his marriage. He's been married to the same woman for 21 years, and the couple has no plans to divorce as of right now. True or false, this is Dave Grohl's first daughter.
True.
Question four, Disneyland just hosted one of their marathons, and a 33-year-old TikTok star named Caleb Graves died as soon as the half marathon ended. So terrible. The heat in Anaheim that day seemed to play a part in his heart attack. How many miles is a half marathon?
13.1.
And question five, millennials are starting to say that they are not going to have kids, like, at all, by margins never seen before. 20% of millennials are now saying that they never plan on having children. And if there are 70 million millennials, how many plan on staying childless?
1.4. million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Terry, where are we off to this morning?
Work.
And where is that?
At the DOJ.
At the Department of Justice?
Yes.
What do you do? Is this the Attorney General?
No. I work in the FBI department, and I do background checks.
Wow, that's cool. Do you have a badge?
Well, just an ID badge.
No, I don't mean something laminated. I mean, like, okay, so...
Could you do a background check on Kevin?
If he turns in his fingerprints, sure.
No, won't happen.
You need his fingerprints to do a background check?
Yes, private information.
Yeah. So if you apply for a license for daycare, you turn in your fingerprints. I make sure you don't have any child abuse convictions.
Oh, yeah. Unclear of that. That was unclear?
I've done that. No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
You've done that?
Well, of course. If you volunteer to school, you have to turn in your fingerprints.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Oh, Katie wouldn't know. All right. Terry, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one. Today is the 23rd anniversary of September 11th. It was marked by a solemn ceremony at Ground Zero this morning that was attended by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as well as Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Spell solemn.
Okay. S-O-L-E-M-N. Solemn.
That is it. S-O-L-E. Question two, speaking of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, they had their first, possibly only, debate last night. Objectively, Harris won. But as if that wasn't bad enough, minutes after the debate ended, Taylor Swift came out and endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
Right.
Good boy. What city was the debate held in, though?
Philadelphia.
What? Oh, wow. Didn't even need the multiple choice. Oh. Wow. Question three, Dave Grohl, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, shocked his fans yesterday announcing the birth of his daughter because it was outside his marriage.
What?
Yeah.
Like he had an affair and got her pregnant?
I don't know if it was an affair, but he got a woman out.
What do you mean?
He got an affair implies a relationship, I think.
Okay, so he cheated on his wife?
Yes, and got a woman pregnant, and that baby was born yesterday. He and his wife have been married for 21 years, and as of right now, they have no plans on divorcing.
Well, God bless her.
All right. True or false, this is Grohl's first daughter.
False.
That's correct.
Okay.
He has three daughters. Well, now he has four daughters. Just like you.
Just like that's the big thing. Katie, you're so much like Dave.
Question four. Disneyland just hosted one of their marathons, and tragically, a 33-year-old TikTok star named Caleb Graves died as soon as the marathon was over.
Yeah.
He ran it. The heat in Anaheim seems to have played a part in his heart attack.
He finished at 7 a.m., so, like, how hot could it have been?
I don't know. I'm not...
It can't be the heat.
I don't know. I don't think it can be the heat. How many miles is a half marathon?
13.1.
13...
I've run many of them.
Many of them, Kevin. Try it sometime. Question five. Millennials are starting to say that they're not going to have kids, like at all, by margins we've never seen before in this country.
Okay.
20% of millennials are now saying that they never plan on having children. So if there's 70 million millennials in this country,
yeah,
how many plan on staying childless?
Okay.
No, she stopped writing. She's playing with her hair,
I'm
though.
I'm going to say 14.
What?
No way!
Yes!
I'm shocked.
Get out of here!
Way.
How did playing with your hair help? Walk us through the scientific process.
Well, I thought 7 times 2.
I mean,
whatever gets you there, yeah.
Honestly.
So what's 30%?
30, okay.
All right, well, we had a good run. We had a good
21!
Oh, my God!
Jeez.
What? Something's happening.
Something's happening. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I thought you said 7 million, not 70. But
I'm sorry. Well, you can always ask me to repeat if you think it doesn't matter.
Know. Right, she didn't know.
She didn't know. Final score wouldn't have made a difference anyway because Terry, you got one, maybe two, but Katie got all five right. Unbelievable.
On a percentage question, and then I got another percentage question.
Didn't even need the multiple choice on one of them either.
Oh, well, the debate that kept saying over and over, it's Constitution Hall in Philadelphia. Or
unbelievable. Terry, what do you have to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
Not today. Hachi machi.
I don't think anybody is today.
Phew, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.